I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The Vancouver Winter Olympics are winding down. Only a few more days on the snow and ice for the athletes from some 80 or so countries competing. There's been triumph and there's been tragedy. But for the world's Carol Hills, the most notable fact about these Olympics is that Americans, who have the biggest presence at the Games, are the least able to actually see the sporting events.
First things first. I like winter sports, grew up in the snow, skied a lot, and have been watching the Winter Olympics since the days of Jean-Claude Killy.
Le numéro 14 de la descente olympique de Grenoble en 1968, c'est Jean-Claude Killy.
That was 1968, somewhere back in the Pleistocene era in terms of broadcast technology. Now it's 2010. We have the internet, smartphones, broadband, all sorts of ways to watch the Olympics live, see the actual competition as it unfolds. So a few days ago, excited to see the women's giant slalom that was just getting underway around midday my time, I went to NBC's big fancy Olympic website. Nope, no live streaming. There were live race results as each skier made her way down the course, but who cares about data? I want to see the actual race. So here's the funny part. While on the NBC site, I took part in a live chat on Facebook about the race that I couldn't watch, and it's there that another frustrated ski fan directed me to a link where I could see the races live. So I checked it out. But I can't play it for you because of rights restrictions on the web. But here's a tip for you. Eurosport. It's a European sports satellite and cable network. They're offering almost every Olympic event live. What a find. And they cover lots of athletes, not just the top five or the Americans. And this made me curious. Are people in other winter sports mad nations having to noodle around the web like I did to find live Olympic coverage? I called my parents. They live in northern New York, near the border, and can get Canadian TV.
Hello.
Hey, Dad. It's Carol.
I'm just watching the beginning of the women's GS.
So they're going live. They're going live with the giant slalom.
They're live, and there's much more focused on skiing, you know, that the NBC stuff gives a lot of color commentary.
I know it's not all that surprising that Canada is going wall-to-wall live on TV and the web. They're hosting the Games, after all. But I also checked out the official Olympic broadcasters for Germany, France, Italy, Russia. They were all offering live streaming of the women's giant slalom. But I couldn't access them because my computer is in the United States. So my choice was going to Eurosport Online, or waiting until 8 p.m. most evenings to see NBC's coverage, a tape-delayed, packaged, primetime pseudo-drama. Oh, I forgot. NBC is offering extensive live coverage of two sports, hockey and curling. I spoke to Rune Haug, head of sports for Norwegian Broadcasting, and asked him what would happen if he offered only tape-delayed coverage of Norwegian favorites like cross-country skiing.
Well, if we did that in Norway, it will probably be a riot here in the streets.
Norwegian Broadcasting is offering complete live coverage of the Vancouver Olympics, and I mean complete. If there's an event going on at the Olympics, and you're in Norway, and you're awake, you can see it live on Norwegian TV or online. And if you miss it, there's reruns the next morning. Haug, who's barely been to sleep since the Olympics began, says his TV ratings are the best he's seen in 10 years. But Haug says he's not criticizing NBC. Norwegian Broadcasting doesn't need advertisers. It's funded by license fees. Haug says NBC is simply producing coverage that suits its financial structure. He says the problem lies with the IOC, the International Olympic Committee.
The IOC can sell the rights to the channel that pays the most, regardless of how much or little the channel will show of the Olympics. And IOC, they have gone for the money. That, in the end, affects how much the American TV viewers can see from the Olympics.
NBC holds the broadcast rights at least through the 2012 Olympics, and executives there say they're sticking to their broadcast model of tape-delay primetime coverage. But I, for one, don't believe them. A few days into this Olympics, my new favorite site, Eurosport, introduced an app to enable iPhone users to tune into its live Olympic coverage. The horse is out of the barn on this one. And the women's slalom has just started, so I'm heading back to Eurosport. For The World, I'm Carol Hills.